the rest of the story. Agnes Harper was a woman with a dream. In the late 1940s, she decided there should be a magnificent cathedral on the Atlantic coast of Georgia, near Townsend, a non-denominational institution that would embrace all who were spiritually in need, no matter the hour of the day or the night. And so with this vision firmly fixed in her mind, Mrs. Harper set out to build her church. Skeptics insisted there was not enough money in the entire state to construct such a grand edifice, but Mrs. Harper proceeded gallantly with her plans, imported the finest stained glass from England, employed the most skilled craftsmen to fashion the church's interior, and at last, in 1949, the building was complete. The first worshipers were captivated by its design, especially the star-shaped skylight in the roof, which cast the midday sun in a shaft of light extending from one end of the sanctuary to the other. And true to the spirit in which it was conceived, not once since its construction has that church ever been locked. Interstate 95 runs past it now, and it remains a beacon of comfort and joy to lonely travelers from all over the country. Also, it has an invisible bullseye painted on it. And that's the rest of the story. One night, September 1984, a thief entered the famous church. Finding nobody inside, he smashed the collection box and gathered its scattered contents and fled. Next morning, the church's current pastor, the Reverend G.W. Ward, learned of the robbery. In that only cash was missing, he was relieved. You see, the church had been robbed before. Indeed, many times. And while the imported stained glass had somehow remained unharmed, there had been other kinds of vandalism. Also, vases and handcrafted ornaments and even Bibles had been stolen. Through the years, parishioners had beseeched the Reverend Ward to install locks on the church, then to secure the building when nobody was there, particularly at night. But each time the pastor said no, for the church's founder had intended nobody should ever be turned away, not even a thief. Not even a thief who would stoop to steal $5 from a collection box, which is about as much as the church takes in 1 week, which barely covers its maintenance costs. Or did I mention the church has fewer than a dozen regular parishioners? For the simple reason, nobody else will fit inside. For the church's founder and builder, Mrs. Agnes Harper, who is no longer living, was a rural grocer with a magnificent concept that she could not afford. And so, as the biblical Mary, she did what she could. She spent all of her money on the best materials, the best craftsmanship, and stopped building when she ran out of money, and the result, which resides on the Georgia coast, beside exit 12 on I-95, the nameless non-denominational institution which Agnes deeded to Jesus Christ himself, has foundation dimensions 15 feet long and 10 feet wide. 15 feet by 10 feet, that's the whole church. Yes, it is the tiniest church in all America, perhaps in all the world. A place of worship so small that one practically rubs elbows, maybe actually, factually, rubs elbows with God. Now you know the rest of the story.